This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. There is one Jewish synagogue left in Detroit. It, too, may close its doors soon because of declining attendance. NPR Celeste Headley reports all is not lost. Some younger Jews who worship there are trying to save their synagogue.
It's Saturday night, and the Isaac Agree downtown synagogue is packed. Many are waiting for the Hanukkah party to start. Members gather around their menorahs and sing. The candles are lit, the lights are dim, and it's a lovely scene until they start the annual meeting. That's when the sparks fly.
It caused nothing but destruction. It would be nice if you just sat there and shut up for a change.
They're trying to elect a new slate of board members, and the stakes are high. Some of the older members voted to sell the building, and there's a determined group of young people trying to get elected to the board so they can try to save the synagogue.
Could you actually be a bigger asshole?
I think people are scared of change. I mean, there have been a certain amount of people here who've been doing their own thing and holding it together for quite a few years.
Courtney Smith listens to the arguments with dismay. She's part of the Detroit Action Synagogue Committee, a group of 8 20-somethings who believe they can raise the money needed to keep the doors open here.
We've developed this sort of friendship and bond with one another and this sort of common goal.
So Smith and her friends have started a fundraising campaign, but it's not universally supported. Several of the longtime members of the synagogue say the institution is dead. And Mike Kasky of the Grosse Pointe Jewish Council says he can't imagine where the money is going to come from.
There is a saying that I like, which is, vision without resources is a mirage.
Kasky says his group and another in Detroit rent space for their congregations, and there's no need to own a physical building.
And to build what would essentially be a museum downtown that would go unused, it's not necessary. It would not really deliver any major return on investment.
But the Action Committee says the synagogue will be used, and they've enlisted the help of an unlikely ally. Larry Mongo owns the very hip club next door, Club de Mongo's. He says when he bought the restaurant, the rabbi agreed to support his application for a liquor license for a price.
He said, Larry, if I'm ever short a man for minion, I don't care how busy you get, if I come to see you, I want you to come and be the 10th man.
Mongo agreed and forgot all about it, until one day when the place was packed and the rabbi showed up at his door needing that 10th man. Mongo told his staff,
don't tell the rabbi I'm here. So I ran upstairs and kind of hid. He saw me. He sent word upstairs and said, tell Larry, unless he start, we can't have a minion. If we can't have a minion, it's no sense to me going next door, so I'll wait.
That was the beginning of a close relationship between Café de Mongo's and the downtown synagogue. Last month, Mongo and the synagogue committee hosted a party and a traditional Havdalah service. Hundreds of young people passed between the temple and the club, enjoying drinks and listening to the band. Mongo says he feels he owes something to Jews for all they did for African Americans in the past.
When they gave free legal services for civil rights, sold us their houses in Northwest Detroit when it was against the law to sell us houses. Fronted for a lot of black businesses. So right now, I see that this synagogue need help.
And Kate Bush of the Jewish Federation of Metropolitan Detroit says many people don't know this synagogue is here in the city. And when they find out, they'll flock to support it.
As soon as they find out that this is still going on downtown, I think that there will be a huge, huge movement back down here.
At the annual meeting tonight, Bush and several other young people from the Action Committee win seats on the board. The vote on whether or not to sell the building is postponed. Susan Tulipman says this synagogue was founded as a place for everyone, regardless of means.
I don't need to be wealthy. I don't need to have an outfit from Neiman Marcus. I'm going to be welcomed with open arms, greeted like I have been coming there donating $100,000 for 100 years.
A building contractor estimates it'll cost about $450,000 to refurbish the building. The downtown synagogue has burned through its endowment, and its only hope is to raise the money from donors. If that doesn't happen, the last synagogue building in Detroit may have to close its doors forever. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.